to my podcast. Today I'll be talking to you about successful sales training techniques. The purpose of this podcast is to actually help sales consultants in any field of selling, whether you are selling cars, houses, property, stocks, or you're a stockbroker, or you are selling life insurance, including linen or furniture. The technique is basically the same. It is the foundation of closing high volume of sales and increasing your potential as a sales consultant or a professional salesperson. This will also give your career in selling a slight edge, where you set yourself apart from ordinary folks, where you become a personal brand and leverage on the knowledge that I'm going to give you right now. This preview will assist you get a perspective of what you will require to become the best salesperson. Now, there is a video presentation of this podcast where in the table of contents I talk about the sales department development plan. Every sales department should have a plan, and that plan should be communicated as well as coordinated to the sales executives or sales personnel. That's item number one. Item number two, if every sales consultant treat sales as a career and not a job, everyone will be extremely successful. Number three, what you need to do to improve sales. Sometimes sales are like a weather. They are up and down, and sometimes moderate, and sometimes no sales at all. So you'll need to understand how these techniques will help you get sales consistently without affecting the ups and downs of the bottom line or your sales goals. And then it is partly part of the course which empowers sales consultants to become the best they can be. That is item four. Then eventually on item five, which is the nucleus of this program, we talk about prospecting, which is the cornerstone of success. And then at the end of this course, I'll give you a training course dates and training fees, how much it will cost you to attend one of our courses about becoming a professional salesperson using this technique. We have a WhatsApp number, which is an 083 number, 928-8165. We also have an email at goldkp@yahoo.com. We also have a website for those who want to enhance their selling techniques. This is partly to help you manage your sales using a spreadsheet. So we have courses running for beginners, intermediate, as well as advanced courses on www.computerskillsacademy.blogspot.com. So let's delve right now into the first aspect of the sales department development plan. The first aspect is a sales manager is the leader of the department, and mainly his attitude will determine the overall output of the sales organization. The performance of the team is managed by the attitude as well as the management style of the leader. So the leader's attitude towards sales should be extremely positive. He is the one who must guide the team. Think of it this way. Any successful team that plays soccer, its success is the output as well as the input and the output of the team leader, which is the coach. So the sales department role, or the leader's role, which is the manager, is to coach the staff, the salespeople, to motivate them how to reach their full potential. This is called soft skills coaching, or even technical skills coaching. Number three, the sales manager or the sales leader must actually also provide extensive product training so that the sales team can be able to maximize their potential in reaching sales targets. Item number four, the sales leader must be able to motivate the staff. Motivating staff is to iron out the weaknesses of their SWOT analysis. Every team will have a SWOT analysis, and every individual will also have a SWOT analysis. So In this case, it is called the group SWOT analysis. That's why staff motivation will become a very important aspect of the sales development staff diagram. And then the staff sales course is where we identify what the SWOT analysis of the group requires. In other words, we map out the strengths, the weaknesses, as well as the opportunities and threats that are faced by the department, which is the sales team. So this diagram is actually the wheel of the department. All of this forms the spinning wheel of success that drives up sales on a monthly basis to reach departmental goals. Also, this sales department staff development diagram is, if the wheel stops turning consistently, meaning the leader's attitude is not positive, there is no coaching for the staff, there is no product training and enhancement, there's no staff motivation and staff sales courses, sales are going to drop and the department's profits and the margins will drop instantly. That's the bottom line. This is the crust of the matter. So going forward, selling is a career and not a job. It's an attitude or a state of mind where you determine whether you are an employee or you are becoming an entrepreneur. Therefore, the knowledge of the industry you are in or the industry you are serving is very, very important. You must view at this industry as the asset, and your knowledge as well as your attitude towards your job as the cornerstone of your success, building this as a career. That's number one. You must look at selling as a profession and not just a job, because selling has the potential to earn a sales consultant a lot of money. Not only that, but also incentives as well as awards, recognition for the best performance. And this is all about your attitude as well as your mindset towards professionalism in selling. And then to prepare yourself to become a winner, you have to have a positive mindset, and therefore that your mind becomes one of the tools of success in becoming a producer and not a person who has excuses in finding in not meeting these sales goals. Means you must align your personal goals with work goals. This is also important from the manager's point of view, that when he sets goals for the department or for the sales team, he must also identify what their goals are, so that when he aligns them, they are all synchronized and everyone is on the same page. Last but not least, even if you make a lot of money in selling, that does not mean you know it all. It means you need to empower yourself with new skills. Empower yourself with, upgrade your skills, means know more than what you are offered by the company. It means you must be able to reach out and read more books, read articles about new products, what clients' needs are, because clients' needs keep changing and evolving as we go on in different time zones of our living. And then there are tools that you will need, obviously, over and above what the sales manager is offering as a skill or product knowledge. You will need to improve sales. You also need, besides coaching, you need to have an ambition. You need to have skills, you need to have time, and you need to have knowledge. All that should be 100% of your commitment towards meeting your sales goals. The manager's responsibility will be to manage your time, to manage your training, to manage your motivation, how you close, how you script your sales, but at the same time, encourage you to read or attend courses that are prevalent to what you are doing. Then the product knowledge is actually the foundation of what the company hired you to do. Whether they have got diversification in the product is one thing. You need to ask them. And in the product knowledge, your knowledge of the systems, what the company is using as management system for reporting sales. You must also know other computer systems or your own personal knowledge of the spreadsheet, how you can manage your input as against your output. So over and above that, courses that are relevant to your environment, which is selling. It can be a closing course or a scripting course or a time management course, as well as how to improve sales and your attitude towards your business, depending on the industry that you are in. Obviously, besides the management motivating you, you need to motivate yourself. And the only way to motivate yourself is to have direction, to determine where you are now and planning your goals, where you will be 5 years within the organization. Your career is part of it. But in selling, you need to be disciplined. But while you are disciplined, you need to take action against the goals that you set. These are called life goals or company goals. Prospecting, it's not negotiable. Time management is paramount. Knowledge skills upgrading is also part of the package. So you will need 20% of coaching. Coaching will involve your manager's input, the company's scripts, whether they need to be modified or improved upon, the time management in respect to what the company requirements are, in respect to KPI, and any other courses that are relevant to coaching. Product knowledge will mean unique products that are different from your competitors. Whether the company is diversifying and what systems they are using and what courses or books you will need to read to enhance within the organization to enhance your skills. That requires 20%. Motivation, you'll need 30%. This is your career goals, direction, discipline, and action. And then the sales will be your life goals, prospecting, management, and skills upgrade. That's basically the packaging of how you need to do your sales going forward. You must understand that sales courses for consultants, it's a unique approach to determining what you require in the department or what you require as a sales consultant. Like I said, we spoke about life goals. What do you want? You want to upgrade your house, you want to buy a new car, or you want to send your children to a private school. If the company offers incentives as well as awards for the best performance, it means your goals must be aligned to the company. That is why you'll be able to reach your goals as well as your targets. Company sales goals match your life goals. It means you are able to reach your full potential. Thirdly, prospecting. You must understand that in selling, you can either use 10 different methods of finding prospects, or half of those, or even four. But obviously, you can't use all 10 at the same time. Depending on your resources, you can use part of the 7 that I recommend, which is I will later on explain which those 7 are. Then time management is crucial. Time management and prospecting are like brother and sister, or day and night. They work together if you understand how to use them and how to utilize them to their full potential, because each one it's a course on its own, but at the same time it is a tool that will make it prevalent for you to reach your goals. Sales management, meaning how do you manage your sales? You manage your sales on the company system, or you can manage your sales on a spreadsheet if you don't have company systems installed, but also on your own system, whether you're using Excel or any other what they call sales management tools, which are softwares that you can install on your laptop or desktop. Depends on what it is that you want. Then you can use them together with the company, draw information from the company system and summarize them to your own system. Skills upgrading, it's also one of the aspects that we are going to be talking about. Now, about prospecting, as I said earlier, I'll explain to you what prospecting is. I'm going to mention 5, but there's more than 5. I'm going to mention 7, but there's more than 7. There's almost 10. You can buy a list of prospects from existing list providers. You can use email marketing, it is the second one, to prospect. You can use cold calling to prospect. You can use newspaper advertising to prospect, flyer distribution, and social media. And the 7th one is content block marketing. Now, others that I did not include will include referral, will include networking, meaning networking with professionals in meetings and business groups, seminars, attending seminars, social networking, as well as relationship building and webinars. Now, the 7 that I've chosen, I'm very comfortable with them because I've used them time and time over and over again, and they worked very well for me in businesses that I have utilized in the past. So you need to do your research. This is part of calling, which is part of what you call selling management skills. Understand who's selling the list, what category or what type of demographic demographics the list is all about and how old is the list or how fresh is the list. Email marketing, there are systems which you can use on email marketing, or you can set up your own. We do run courses on email marketing, and then cold calling, you can use whatever you need to use for cold calling. There are lots of prospects. The purpose of prospecting is to have as many people you contact before you pre-qualify them as potential leads that you can close deals from. So that's prospecting. Now, don't forget that we have a WhatsApp number 083-928-8165 in case you have a question, or email goldkp@yahoo.com, or you can also visit the website www.computerskillsacademy.blogspot.com. you can also subscribe there. Then there's a sales, successful sales training dates and techniques, which I will post on the website. The successful sales training techniques introduction, it's a 1-day course from the 16th to the 17th of July. And then there's also 22nd and 23rd successful sales training technique prospecting, it's a 1-day course. So having said that, I'd like to thank you for listening to my short presentation. If you want to know more about me, you can go to www.spreaker.com/Braike, one word, Barike, or you can go to www.radiopublic.com/high note, or you can search for "When Fate Ties You Into a Knot, What Do You Do?" Cheers. I appreciate you listening. Please share with friends and family or colleagues. Have a good day.